Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 50, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
We are recording this live from JB Studios from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. We had some fun the last couple days. We hit a couple pick threes, which I was very happy about. We came close on a pick five, and yes, I screwed up and was not there to hit a single at Del Mar today, and I'll readily admit that I made the mistake. And
yeah, well, Dave, we when we sit at the sports book at the Red Rock Casino,
right,
we usually have all our electronics sitting on the table, so when one of us walks away, the right, other one's got to sit there before they make a play. So yeah, well, you decided to go for a little roaming activity. Yeah. And I identified an 8-1 shot at Del Mar and had to sit and watch it win.
Yeah,
but
it happens.
It's okay. You're going to pay me back. So
yeah. I think I pay it back in other ways. But
yeah,
I know you had to have a bit of a shout out to somebody today, right?
I did. You know, one of my best friends, a guy, you know, I played college baseball with, I've known my entire life, asked me to give him a shout out. So here it is, Zeke. It's shout out to that tall guy.
The tall guy.
In Berkeley, Illinois.
give him in his hometown, too. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun here. And again, like we said, we hit a few things, and we're here tomorrow. We're going to play Saratoga again. Saratoga has been a bit challenging, but that's what we do here is look for some challenges and make some money. And you know, like I said, we had a couple pick threes, which was good. But let's just get things started here. And make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links and all the ways to listen to us. You see all the links up there. You got all the bases covered. Take a listen here, as many of you are. Our Facebook group is up there as well. Click that link, and you can be doing all the discussions on our Facebook page as well. The Amazon Echo device, you can ask her, I guess.
Yes.
Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you will be able to hear our latest episode right on there. So be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post some late changes or maybe even some pixie finds. We have now almost 14,500 downloads. That's pretty amazing. Of our podcast, and episode 49 was very close to 400. We had 400 times, I guess.
Yep.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
Just reached it. And then again, we can't thank you enough for listening to us. We really appreciate it. We're having a lot of fun doing this. I can't believe episode 50. we're almost 1 year. We're gonna have our 1 year anniversary
pretty soon.
Yeah, we
are. 2 weeks.
In a couple weeks here, we'll have some announcements and some fun things to do for our 1 year anniversary when it comes up here. So, but the agenda for today is we're going to review last week, some of the things that happened then, and you have a horse nugget segment, hot trainers, hot jockeys. Yes, those are definitely some good topics we're always looking at on your angles for handicapping. And then the races we have this week, the third graded stakes, of course, from both Saratoga and Del Mar. We have five races total, two at Saratoga, three at Del Mar. So go ahead and kick us in and give us your review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so we handicapped four stakes races last Saturday at Arlington Park. And for those of you that didn't give up on the picks and decided to stick it out and play with us all the way to the last race, you were rewarded.
Yes, you were.
Because our last pick of the day at Arlington paid $14.40, and the exacta box with our top three horses paid $35.80. I think it's funny that that we would score on the last race of the day when I had just done a horse nugget segment telling people not to chase the last race. And then the last race was the one that came in. So we were pretty cold on my home track in the first three races, and a couple of long shots. Johnny V came in with a horse that paid, over $70 to win in one of the sequences. But anyways, Dave, we did have a nice top pick winner, and had you played our top picks in all four races, you would have made money for the day.
Yep.
Overall, 261 stakes races handicapped, 118 top two pick winners, and that still keeps us trading along at that 45% rate from in terms of our top two picks coming in and winning races. So I'm still doing pretty good.
Yeah. No, I think you got a great record. We're just plugging along here. I think it's been some great stuff that you've been providing us. So let's go ahead and move on. And again, we're always enjoying all your horse nugget segments you're providing the listeners. And I think this is a definitely a good topic. What are all the hot trainers and hot jockeys that are out there telling us?
I actually came up with this nugget segment having watched Saratoga for the last 2 days while we've been here in Las Vegas, and I just started thinking about. One of the handicapping angles that I like to use is I just like to recognize who the hot trainers are at the moment and who the hot jockeys are. And there's a lot of trainer stats you can get access to that will let you know how a jockey has done over the last 7 days, how a trainer's done over the last 7 days. And you can even extend that out to the last 14 days. So like over the last 2 weeks, trainers' horses, a lot of trainers' horses and their barn will all get good at the same time.
Right.
I often have said it's usually after the veterinarian has made a visit to the barn and has examined all the horses and given them, vitamins and special vitamins to make them run better. But it's uncanny the way certain trainers can get hot. And the thing you want to recognize, and in one of my notes I put down, a lot of times you want to look for those really high percentage trainers who are not having a good meet at the current meet, and then all of a sudden they score with their first winner.
Right.
I start to look at those trainers a lot because usually when one wins, there's usually a bunch more coming after that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the hot jockeys, Dave, I think yesterday I saw a stat where both Irad Ortiz and Manny Franco had won 9 of the last 14 races between the two of them at Saratoga, and so similar to trainers, jockeys go on hot streaks. The key is to try to catch them at the right time. Same concept with jockeys as trainers. Jockeys, that high percentage jockeys that aren't doing very well at a meet, all of a sudden they get a winner or two, and they get some confidence back, and all of a sudden they start making good decisions and they start winning races. So this segment really today, Dave, was just around recognizing and trying to catch those hot streaks of both trainers and jockeys, and recognizing when jockeys seem to be making really good decisions. And as a matter of fact, I've noticed over the last couple of days, I really like Luis Saez, but he's not on a hot streak right now. I've played him a couple times in the last 2 days and he's cost me.
Right.
And it's because he's just not on one of those streaks right now. But Irad Ortiz, everything he's getting on right now, it seems to be performing. So that was what I wanted to do for the horse nugget segment.
All right, great. No, good information. Let's move right along, and we'll go into the graded stakes races. You have, two at Saratoga, three at Del Mar. Del Mar will be their split races, not in a row here. So you'll have a daily double to play here. Is that a double on the 8th and 9th? I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me pull up our program here and get you started here with the 8th race. Yes, the 8th race is a double. It is a mile and an eighth, and it's on the turf. This is a grade two. It's the grade two running of the Lake Placid. Purse is $300,000, and it's for fillies, three-year-olds. And go ahead and get us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so like most of the races that I've handicapped, both at Saratoga and Del Mar, pretty challenging races.
Yeah.
I had to spend quite a bit of time looking at these races. I've decided that in this eighth race at Saratoga on Saturday, I'm going to make the four-horse significant form our top selection. Chad Brown trains. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. Already mentioned him in the horse nugget segment. This horse is 3-1 the morning line. Beaten favorite the last time out. Did race in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. Was 6-1 and lost to probably who's going to be the post-time favorite. In this race, I do see a little speed in here. This horse is third off a layoff. It is Chad. Irad is really hot right now. So this horse just makes sense to me to make as our top selection. So let's make the four horse, Dave, significant form our top pick in this eighth race at Saratoga on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Capla Temptress. Bill Mott trains, Julian Le Perroux the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. I know that I had this horse in our selections on that race July 7th at Belmont. Since that race, first of all, that horse looked like he had trouble in that. She had trouble in that particular race. Mott trains. We get a bullet workout at Saratoga. We've got to also have a 4 furlong workout on the turf course. This horse, you know, obviously had done a lot of its racing overseas. Has raced 3 times. It looks like this will be the 3rd time this horse has raced in North America. I like Mott in these kinds of situations. Le Perroux is one of those cold jockeys who is due to get hot. He did win a race today on a very low percentage trainer. So so maybe he got some confidence from that. But I don't like to leave Mott out in these big races on the turf. So let's make the 3-horse Dave Capla Temptress our second selection. And our 3rd and final selection will be Rushing Fall. Chad Brown trains, Javier Castellanos the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. This horse has done little wrong in its career, 5 lifetime starts, 4 wins and a 2nd. Was the horse that won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly on the race on the turf at Del Mar. I don't know. Thinks this horse looks like it's going to be overbet. It does have some nice workouts. A real nice workout there on the turf track at Saratoga on August 10th. But you know, Dave, I look at the buyer speed figures here, and I'm not overwhelmed. I mean, these numbers aren't any greater than some of the horses that I've selected or other horses in the race. So this will certainly be this horse's strongest test up till now. But we would be foolish not to include this horse in our top 3 picks. So let's make the 6-horse Rushing Fall our 3rd selection, Dave. So to summarize, Saratoga's 8th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be the 4, the 3, and the 6.
All right, so let's move on to the 9th race. 9th race is the big race of the day. This is 1.25 miles. It's a grade 1. It's the Running of the Alabama, $600,000, and it's for Philly 3-year-olds. So go ahead and give us your picks.
Every time I hear the word Alabama, I think of Keith Jackson. Yeah. Alabama.
Yes.
So my top selection in this race, Dave's going to be the 8-horse Tuck Vuv to me. Rudolph Brissett's the trainer. Julian Le Perroux's the jockey. 5-2 in the morning line. Yes, I'm coming back on Le Perroux again. And like I said, I'm hoping that he gets things turned around based on his win today. This horse has run 2nd to Monomoy Girl. I said that right for a change.
You did.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with that last effort where this horse set very close to a very hot pace. And when Le Perroux pushed the button, this horse just drew off. I like these workouts coming into the race. Take a look at those. He's got a bullet workout on the training track at Saratoga. And then he's got another, she has another workout on August 13th. That's 2 out of 56 of 4 furlong workout. So I think this horse is going to either be on the lead or sitting 2nd. And the way the track's been playing over the last couple days, pretty speed favoring. Mm-hmm. I think this horse is the right horse to make as our top selection, Dave. So let's make the 8-horse Tuck Vuv to me our top selection in the 9th race, the Alabama on Saturday. Our 2nd selection is going to be the horse that's probably going to wind up being the post-time favorite. Will probably be the 3-horse Midnight Basu. Steve Asmussen trains. Mike Smith's coming in to ride.
Yep.
7-5 in the morning line. Lost another horse that lost to Monomoy Girl. It's last time out. Lost by 3 lengths to Monomoy Girl. After that really big race in the Mother Goose where Smith just, you know, pulled the trigger and this horse just drew off. Again, not overwhelming from a buyer speed figure standpoint. I'm sure this horse will be overbet based on this horse's record.
Right.
8 starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds, and a 3rd. This horse is 3rd off the layoff. I mean, there's a lot of things to like here, but I don't know. I think I like our post position. I like being outside a horse like this where Le Perroux can make a decision. And I'm looking for a patient ride out of Julian and probably follow this thing and not push the button on that horse until it's ready to, you know, finish with that strong burst that it showed the last time out. But we do need to put this horse in our top 2 picks. So let's make the 3-horse Midnight Basu our 2nd selection. And our 3rd and final selection, Dave, is going to be another Asmussen training. We're going to make the 4-horse She's a Julie. Our 3rd selection, as I said, Asmussen trains. Ricardo Santana, his pretty regular rider, is is riding 9-2 in the morning line. Nothing wrong with that race. I'm at Prairie Meadows in the Iowa Oaks. Another one of those races where this war horse sat off a pretty fast pace and sat second. And then at the right time, Santana, just rushed the horse and drew off. So, again, another horse with some nice workouts at Saratoga. You know, Dave, this horse is the horse that could have the lead. Yeah. So this horse, Santana, is a good gate rider. He might get this horse out in front. And, again, the way the track's been playing fast, and usually on these big race days they have the track super fast.
Right.
There's a chance this horse could go wire to wire. So I want to make sure that I put the four horse She's a Julian in our pick. So to summarize, Dave, the ninth race, the Alabama on Saturday at Saratoga, our selections are 8, 3, and 4.
Now, before you go to Del Mar, we've been talking about this the last couple of days while we're here in Vegas, that the track seems to be running really fast on the rail. Is that right?
It does. You know, I was mentioning to our buddy that we were sitting with that I had, usually when you get a lot of rain at a racetrack and a track's sloppy for a lot of days in a row, and then all of a sudden they get some good weather and it starts to dry out, the maintenance crew will, scrape all that mud off and put a new cushion on the track. And many times the track is real tight and runs real fast. It's clear to me that that's how the track's playing. Who knows how it'll play on Saturday, but that's how it's been playing the last couple of days.
I just wanted to mention that as we move on here to Del Mar.
Yep.
So let's move on to Del Mar. Here we're going to move to the sixth race at Del Mar. This is 1 3/8. It's the grade two running of the Del Mar H. It's $250,000 for three-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this sixth race at Del Mar on Saturday is going to be the 7-horse Multiplier. Multiplier is trained by Peter Miller. Tyler Gaffleone's in to ride this thing, which is interesting to me.
Interesting.
8-1 in the morning line. Horse definitely showed some early foot the last time. Looks like it made a pretty nice middle move, and they just kind of flattened out with Martin Pedroza as the jockey. He has a race over the racetrack at Del Mar on the turf course in the Eddie Reed, where looks like he raced pretty well. I've noted some pretty good finishing last quarters and last eighths of a mile, that race at Belmont in 22.60, the last quarter, and then that race at Santa Anita, the last eighth in 11.78, so pretty good. Says here in the notes that this horse was hung 8 wide out of the 12 slot in that race at Belmont in the Manhattan and still finished pretty, broke out of the 12 post out of 13 horses and still closed pretty strong. You know, the notes actually in the form say 8 wide. So just interesting to me that Gaffleone is coming in to ride for Peter Miller, just a 4-year-old colt. You know that I like horses in their fourth year just because it usually for me that's when they're racing at their best. And we get a nice juicy price at 8-1 with Peter Miller, who is a 17% trainer in graded stakes. So let's make the 7-horse Dave Multiplier our top selection in the sixth race at Del Mar on Saturday. Our second selection, we're going to go to the rail, Dave. Kenji Storm is the 1-horse. Phil D'Amato trains. Gary Stevens is the jockey. 9-2 in the morning line. I made a note here. This horse looks like it could be the speed. Looks like it's getting Gary for the first time. A little bit of a layoff, but looks like it's training pretty well. D'Amato's 17% in graded stakes races. And from the rail in 1 3/8 race, I could see Gary Stevens just getting out here and walking the dog and having something at the finish. So let's make the 1-horse, Dave, Kenji Storm, our second selection in this sixth race at Del Mar on Saturday. And our third and final selection is a horse I really like and have given out as a pick before, the 6-horse, It's in the Post. Jeff Mullins trains Tyler Bass, who I really like as a jockey, is the jockey. 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has a 102 buyer speed figure at Del Mar Day, but it's 0-10. He has 3 seconds and a third, but I don't know, may not like this track. Was, 4-1 in the Eddie Reed. At Del Mar the last time out and kind of just ran kind of a flat race. This horse is a 6-year-old. So, as I told and as mentioned many times, as these horses start to get older, sometimes they just lose a little bit of that pizzazz and zing that they had when they were younger. But you know, look at the wins. Baze has been on this horse for, it looks like, I don't know, what, five wins just in the past performances. Right. And certainly this horse has a great record and has made over $1 million in his career. So let's make the 6 horse, Dave. It's in the post, our 3rd selection. So to summarize, Dave, Del Mar's 6th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 1, 6.
Okay, let's move on to the 8th race at Del Mar. It's a 1 1/8 on the turf chute. That is a grade 1. It's the Del Mar Oaks, and it's a purse of $300,000 for filly 3-year-olds. What is the turf chute?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I don't know either. That's what it says in the program.
Yeah, it's just you see in the diagram of the circumference of the race, you see how it's starting out of that chute.
Oh, that chute. That's right. I forgot about Del Mar having that really crazy chute there.
Yeah. So that's what that is. Just so that they can run some longer races.
Right.
So let's make, Dave, in this 8th race on Saturday at Del Mar, our top selection is going to be the 7, Colonia. Colonia is trained by Graham Motion. Joel Rosario's out from Saratoga to ride this horse. Horse is 7-2 in the morning line. This is one of my handicapping angles I've given out a few times. This is a 2nd North American start. Mm-hmm. Not only is a 2nd North American start, but it's coming off a winning effort in that race at Arlington Park. I don't know how much more I need to say, Dave. 3-year-old filly, Graham Motion, who excels in turf stakes races, and we get the profitable 2nd North American start. So let's make the 7 horse, Dave, Colonia, our top selection in this 8th race at Del Mar on Saturday. Our 2nd selection, Dave, I'm going to give out a little bit of a price play for our listeners. So I'm going to make the 1 horse, Miss Pine Tour, our 2nd selection. Almost made this horse our top selection, but I didn't want to try to beat a 2nd time North American. Yeah. This horse is trained by Brian Corner, who I think is a really good trainer and kind of an under-the-radar guy. You can see he's 24% at the current Del Mar meet.
Yeah.
TJ Pereira rides this horse, pretty good turf jockey, 20-1 in the morning line. Take a look at when Pereira rides for Corner, he's 31% at the current meet. So Corner's given him a lot of his live horses. This horse gets blinkers on for the first time. He has a Tomlinson, a 347 on the turf. We get 3rd off the layoff. We get look at the post position last time, 12 out of 13.
Yeah.
13. Now he gets an advantageous post position, gets to move inside. He's got a race over the track at Del Mar.
Yeah.
I'm pushing a 20-1 shot here as our 2nd selection. Right. So let's make the 1 horse, Dave, Miss Pine Tour, our 2nd selection in this 8th race at Del Mar on Saturday. And our 3rd and final selection is another horse that I like and have given out as a pick before, Fatel Beret. Leonard Powell's the trainer. Kent DeSormo's the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. We get 3rd off the layoff. We get a bullet workout. That 35 flat and 3 furlongs at Del Mar is a nice tightening workout, especially for a horse that's 3rd off a layoff. This horse looks like it might be coming into a peak performance off those 2 races, and then the bullet workout, and then that kind of that stamina, that just that workout to keep the horse tight from on August 13th.
Yep.
So we're going to make the 5, and you know I like Kent, and I like him in these kinds of races. So let's make the 5 horse, Dave, Fatel Beret, our 3rd and final selection in this 8th race at Del Mar on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 8, Del Mar, Saturday, our selections are 7, 1, 5.
All right, and then we move to the big race of the day at Del Mar, the 10th race. It's 1 1/4. It's a grade 1. It's the TVG Pacific Classic, and the purse is $1 million for 3-year-olds and upward.
Did you say TVG or GVG?
I said TVG.
Okay, just making sure.
You heard it.
All right.
Unlike someone we know.
I'm going to try to beat one of my favorite horses that I've given out many times, mm-hmm. Dave. So let's I'm not often a pace handicapper, though I do like Lone Speed, and I know that you've, over the years, seen me pick horses, the Lone Speed horses that have gone wire to wire at decent prices. I'm going to make the 2 horse, Dave, Dr. Door, our top selection Bob Baffert trains, Joe Talamo rides, 6-1 in the morning line. You know, this horse looks like he peaked in those couple of races there on April 28th and May 26th at Santa Anita, you know, throwing out the 108, 105 buyer speed figure. Baffert laid this horse off a little bit from May to early in July, came back on the comeback trail, ran into that monster Diversify, raced a little bit better in that race at Del Mar in the San Diego Handicap, raced second. Baffert's got a couple nice workouts. You know, if you read through this, you'll see that Baffert really liked that last workout, which really made him decide to put this horse in the race. I don't see a whole lot of early speed in this race. Would not surprise me if Talamo got this horse out on the front end and had a chance to go wire to wire. So let's make the two-horse Dave Dr. Door our top selection in this 10th race at Del Mar on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be Accelerate. Accelerate is trained by John Sadler. Joel Rosario is the jockey this time, 8-5 in the morning line. Here's the interesting thing for me, Dave, with Victor Espinoza hurt. I think Victor fits this horse really well. Don't know how Rosario, a little bit more aggressive than Espinoza. You just don't know. I mean, that's a variable that could be a positive, but it could also be a negative. It's just an unknown at this point, and it could be enough. You know, for this horse, you're really used to the way Victor rides as opposed to bringing in a new rider. So obviously this horse likes the Del Mar track, 5 starts, 3 wins, and a third. Has thrown a 110 buyer speed figure. It certainly looks like he's training well for the race, but we're going to try to beat him with Dr. Door. So let's make the 5-horse, though, Dave, Accelerate, our second selection in this 10th race at Del Mar on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. 7-horse is Pavel. Pavel's trained by Doug O'Neill. Mario Gutierrez, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. You know that I gave out Pavel the last time in the Stephen Foster at Churchill, and the horse just made the right move at the right time and just blew by the field at 6-1 as one of our top picks, producing a 101 buyer speed figure. This horse is a 4-year-old colt, so you know that there's still some room for improvement. This horse has made over $1 million in his career. O'Neill looks like he's been training this horse at Del Mar. So the horse has got some works over the track, which is good. And this horse may just be coming into his own. So I don't want to leave this horse out of our pick. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Del Mar on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 5, 7.
Okay, and you also mentioned Victor Espinoza. We're missing him dearly. He's such a great jockey. Another one that's kind of missing, is Corey Nakatani. You know, you love him as well. He's a great jockey. I know he had a pretty bad spill a number of weeks ago, and he's on the road recovery. But
a couple of my go-to jockeys when it comes to making plays and selections, especially Corey on the. On the turf, but yeah, you know, I cashed a lot of tickets in my life on Corey Nakatani, especially. Yeah. I love Corey, you know, hopefully they'll both be back. It sounds like they're, you know, things could have been a lot worse than they turned out to be for both of them. So
they really should. They really could have. So anyway, let's wrap this up. Again, make sure you're visiting our website at offthecharts.horseracing.com. There you'll have all the links of being able to listen to us and all the information about our podcast. And make sure you're following us on Twitter at offthecharts.hr. Any podcast updates, race day changes, or any other picks that Steve may happen to put out there. We also have an email. Make sure you're aware of that as well. That's questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Please send us an email if you have any questions relating to our show. And with that, before we close it out, do you have any other closing comments?
No, Dave, just an exciting Saturday of racing. A lot of good horses, a lot of horses we've seen. You know, the interesting thing about doing these stakes picks podcasts that we've been doing is, you know, you and I both get really familiar with these stakes horses. And after 50 episodes, we've seen a lot of these horses run and, you know, have certainly paid attention because we've given them out as selections. So I think that's pretty cool that we've... And we've been able to been on the trail with a lot of these horses for almost a year now. So
absolutely, and we got the Travers in a couple weeks. That's going to be our 1-year anniversary. That was the very first race that we worked on the podcast. So, 1-year anniversary. A lot of fun and surprises coming up in a few weeks here. So, with that, thank you for joining us. Good luck and good racing.